An attempted theft of copper cladding high atop the steeple of St. Andrew's Anglican Church in downtown Trail has left the congregation facing a steep repair bill and a host of unanswered questions. The incident unfolded just before midnight on November 11, when the church's watchman, performing his routine nighttime check, heard strange noises coming from the belfry. Standing in the sanctuary entrance, the sounds were unmistakably human, footsteps, not bats. Acting swiftly, he called the police. Officers arrived promptly and discovered a man on the roof. According to church warden Marnie Jacobson, the officer called up to the climber to ensure he was safe. Moments later, the man slid down the roof, landed on the ground unharmed, and was taken into custody. The congregation, finding no immediate damage, decided not to press charges. The story could have ended there. But the next day, church members noticed something alarming. A section of copper cladding on the steeple was dangling precariously, alongside what appeared to be a rope, or possibly a copper lightning wire. Did he lose his balance and tear it off during his Spider-Man act? Jacobson wondered, or was he trying to steal the copper? Either way, we're now left figuring out how to fix it. Metal theft, fueled by high global demand and rising prices, is a growing problem. According to a BCRC MP bulletin, thieves target everything from catalytic converters and boat propellers to street lamp wires and, as seen in Trail, copper cladding on a church steeple. These crimes often cause more financial damage than the value of the stolen metal. Repairing St. Andrew's steeple, for example, will likely cost far more than the stolen copper's worth. The church must first get insurance approval, which requires a crane to assess the damage. And even with approved coverage, the church faces a $2,500 deductible. Do we replace it with more copper just to risk it being stolen again? Jacobson asked, or do we reinforce it with something less valuable? For Jacobson, the attempted theft is more than a logistical headache. It underscores the real-life impact of drug addiction. The Trail RCMP could not confirm to the Trail Times whether the accused was under the influence of drugs but described the likelihood as a solid assumption. You have to be in a mind-altering state to climb that high and risk your life to steal copper, she suspects. This shows how drugs rob people of their sense of right and wrong, and their sense of what's risky. Jacobson speculated about the suspect's journey. Before his first hit of a drug, he'd never have imagined risking life and limb to steal copper off a church steeple to feed his habit. In a statement, Sergeant Mike Wichentovic of the Trail RCMP confirmed the ongoing investigation and promised increased patrols to prevent similar incidents. Officers will be conducting patrols and keeping their eyes on the heavens to deter this kind of activity, he said. As the congregation grapples with repair logistics and financial implications, they are left pondering broader questions about addiction, crime, and community resilience. These are challenges we never expected to face, Jacobson said. Yes, it's a major inconvenience and a major expense for us. But there is that underlying story as well. This is what drug addiction will lead you to do. A brief history of St. Andrew's Anglican Church. The roots of Anglican worship in Trail trace back to February 9, 1896, when Reverend Henry Irwin, fondly remembered as Father Pat, conducted the first service. By 1898, a new church was constructed at the corner of Pine and El Dorado, with its inaugural service held on November 19, 1899. Tragically, Father Pat passed away just 3 years later, in 1902, prompting the creation of several memorials in his honor. The church community continued to grow, adding a parish hall in 1913 and a rectory in 1937. However, as the congregation outgrew the original building, a decision was made to rebuild. The old church was demolished, and a new structure opened its doors in 1955. In the late 1960s, tragedy struck neighboring St. George's Anglican Church in Rossland, which was destroyed by fire. The parishes of Rossland and Trail officially united in 1982, creating a strong community that continues to thrive today.